stretch, car side by side, three wide, headed into the checkers. Who's it gonna be? Now it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Boys and girls, Three Wide with EG3 is on the airwaves once again. Eddie Greer III here with the guys once again for another edition of the Three Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, NASCAR style, Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest events in all of motorsports. And today, Saturday, September 8th, 2018, we got the Stage Break edition of the podcast, and of course, slash preview of tomorrow's season finale in the Cup Series at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And we're going to take a look, focusing on the bubble drivers here on this episode. And of course, we've been talking about it all week long here on a Three Wide NASCAR podcast. Rain, obviously a big story in the weekend, which could go to Monday or Tuesday. We'll see what happens tomorrow for the Cup race. Obviously, rain in the forecast all week long, and the Xfinity Series and Cup Series activity was canceled, including the Xfinity Series race, which has been moved to Monday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time for the listening states of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, in the Central Time Zone where I live at, here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. You better get your coffee ready because that's going to be an early one as well. But the Cup Series on tap, yet to be seen how this is going to play out. Hopefully, Mother Nature will cooperate and we'll have some racing. And keep this in mind, folks. No activity so far this weekend in either series. Of course, the trucks are off before they get to Vegas next week. So, track time critical, including for some of these cats that need to get track time. They're not going to get it until tomorrow when the green flag drops, if it drops at all, at Indianapolis. Very, very interesting scenario going into that race where these drivers like McMurray, Bernard, Stenhouse, you name it, the people, or I should say the drivers who are outside the cut line, need that track time, and they're not going to get it until they hit the racetrack. So that's interesting. On top of that, the other interesting thing, of course, with qualifying and practice sessions being washed out is the starting grid for the both races really are starting by owner's points. Ryan Blaney will lead the field to green in the Xfinity Series race due to the 22 car up, obviously, in owner's points in the Xfinity Series, while Kyle Busch, he is 400 miles away or less, depending on what happens with this weather situation of sealing up the regular season championship and going in with those 15 critical playoff points heading into the playoffs. But definitely this. I mean, I've talked about it here and there throughout the week. If you have not listened to the episodes this week from the 3-Watt EG3 Show podcast. Oh, and I just said EG3 Show. Oh, man. 3 Wide with EG3 NASCAR Podcast. You can catch that while you're getting caught up, while you're waiting on activity to finally get underway. Will it be official tomorrow to get things underway, or we're going to have to wait till Monday as well to get things going? So at least for right now, at least the schedule-wise, I'll get to that when I wrap up the bubble drivers who need to get in or should win to get in the race tomorrow at Indianapolis. I mentioned the starting grid. So without normal qualifying, you're going to have to, these bubble drivers you're talking about, again, cannot state enough, again, almost repeating myself again, like a like a, don't want to sound like a horse repeating myself, but again, you know, the regular regular season standings have seen, of course, you know, these guys, McMurray, Menard, Newman, these guys are going to be starting right next to each other here in this instance for the cup race tomorrow. Of course, the Big Machine Vodka 400 at the Brickyard scheduled tomorrow. And oh, by the way, speaking of the time difference for the Xfinity Series, well, tomorrow the time has been moved up for the cup race. It's going to be 1 o'clock Eastern time. That means the race at Indy is going to start at noon. If it starts at all, noon on the dot, Central Time Zone. For those of you who have been listening to this podcast throughout the year or just tuning in to the podcast, if you're living in a Central Time Zone like I am, the race will start at noon. If you're living in Eastern Time Zone, 1 o'clock standard in West Coast. Like I always say on the 3Wide podcast, you know how you can figure out from there. But yeah, definitely interesting from two instances. The bubble drivers starting next to each other due to no qualifying and the very lack of track time for these guys that really need to try to get themselves in a position to try to make that upset run like we saw a year ago and get into the playoffs. And just looking at transitioning into some of these guys that need to get in. You cannot race in on points, obviously. There's too much of a gap. You had all this time to race in on points, and yet some of these drivers have had multiple opportunities to take advantage of their different race tracks, their strengths, and use them to try to get to victory lane, and have not done that. Comes to mind, Daniel Suarez at Pocono has had an opportunity to do that against Kyle Busch, not once, but had a second chance, couldn't get it done. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has had two chances. Daytona, of course, we know what happened there. The Stenhouse Wreckfest there, and then took a great car at Bristol and made mistakes with it. And Newman, he and his strategistic crew chief, Luke Lambert, hasn't been able to use the strategy with the lack of cautions and getting himself in trouble, like last week, stopping in the middle of a racetrack at Darlington, where he and Clint Bowyer collided there, ending Bowyer's night and Newman's as well. McMurray's had an off year at a contract year at that. We don't know what Jamie McMurray's going to end up next year. Is it coming to that? Is it coming to the performance? Because Kyle Larson, his teammate, dominated the race last week and couldn't get it. Could not finish the deal thanks to a great pit stop by the two team of Brad Keselowski. So many things can go awry here real quick or the other way. And it all comes down to this. Austin Dillon, the Daytona 500 winner, is outside the top 16 in the original point-on-point standings, but he's in the playoffs. Stenhouse is not, in another situation to keep your eyes on. Hendrick Motorsports, obviously, you know, Jimmy Johnson, we're still talking about him. He's the second to last car in right now, and he's a four-time winner of the Brickyard, and he's anxious to get it turned around, but we're getting to a handful of races now, and especially with the playoffs around the corner, you know, there's no time. You can't waste any more time trying to get your season turned around. It has to happen right now, and I guess that's going to be the story of the weekend. Is Jimmy Johnson, or part of the weekend, is Jimmy Johnson, can he somehow get a wake-up call here and get that 48 going? We've seen speed here in spurts, but mistakes or mechanical issues has plagued that 48 here in the summer months and early into the fall season. And, of course, Alex Bowman in his first full year with Hendrick Motorsports is the last guy in right now. and there's a small gap between he and Jimmy Johnson, his Henrik Motorsports teammate. 11 points separate the two, and if one of those guys have a bad race, and if somehow one of those drivers wakes up and smells the coffee and wins the Brickyard whenever we start the race, either tomorrow, Monday, or whatever it happens, then things could going to get really interesting between 15 and 16. Those spots have not been locked up. There'll be more locked up after the race tomorrow, because you have to at least get that to the end of stage two to make an official race. So definitely, you know, with the playoffs next week for the Cup Series, this draws an interesting line, especially the wild card is this weather that we've been talking about all week long. So we don't know when it's going to start, but obviously with Xfinity Series action and Cup activity being postponed today, earlier today, it's going to make things interesting, especially for the Xfinity Series, because you get there, your teams get there probably around Friday night, prepare, and now you have to wait to, not you don't have any track time, but you got to wait till Monday morning to turn your first laps in green flag rear racing conditions. So that's going to be a real challenge for those guys. You're in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. That's me talking to you guys on the speakers, 80 degree to 30 with you guys here on this stage break, previewing the race at the Brickyard tomorrow afternoon. The times happens moved up if you guys just been tuning in to the podcast. And I did an episode last night featuring Junior Motorsports. If you have not done that, while you're waiting on racing throughout the weekend, check that out along with the post-race reaction of the podcast from Darlington, the weekend of Labor Day. And switching gears to the point standings, just focusing on the bubble drivers, 15, 16, and then the rest of them. We've gone through Jimmy Johnson and Alex Bowman, and the first guy out of that mix, as I have it on the regular, there we go, is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Spoke to the media yesterday, and, you know, obviously, you know your situation is go out here and win the race and try to do anything you can to get yourself in position. Well, they're going to have difficulty doing that, especially without that critical track time, and you don't even know how your car's going to handle on top of that. So you unload slow? Or actually, let me phrase that. If you start off the race slow, you're not going to have no chance in this race. So that is the disadvantage that these guys have, is if they start off this race off the wrong foot, you don't have time to gain it back. Like Menard, Stenhouse, William Byron, who the last time, and he to me draws an interesting ire, because William Byron won at his first start, but it was in the Xfinity Series race last year, and again, Xfinity is running that restrictor plate package, which turned out to be very successful last year with a lot of green flag passing up front for the lead. Byron had a strong number 9 Chevy for Junior Motorsports that day, and he and Paul Menard battled all the way down to the finish, and William Byron held on to win his first win at the Brickyard. So that's why I kind of draw his name from the hat, because to me, in my opinion, he's been running better than the 48 of Jimmy Johnson. Again, I just mentioned a few minutes ago the speed factor. He's had glitches of speed here and there, including last week, but unimproved adjustments and tagging the wall, apparently sending him to the back, and then struggled throughout much of the night while William Byron was up there in the top 12, up there up front, until an engine expired on him. He and Johnson had engine issues last week at Darlington. So Henrik Motorsports hopes to clean that up, even though there's nothing you can't do in this instance. But definitely something to keep an eye on, because again, you know, with Williams' teammates up in those last two spots, he gets up there somehow with strategy. Obviously, strategy is going to play huge. You know, you cannot sit there like Michigan earlier this summer and just play conservative. That's the missed opportunities that these drivers, these crew chiefs missed out on. Is when there is a caution or this opportunity to get your track, your driver, the opportunity of track position, they play conservative. Well, tomorrow, you don't have time to be doing that. You have little time, especially with the lack of on-track ability that you had thanks to the rain that's been in the area in the Midwest throughout the week, including here in Kansas, that you don't have time to mess around. You better pray and hope that your car is competitive and at least on the right side right off the bat. If you struggle off the bat, off the truck in this race, to be start the race, like I said, there is going to be a long climb for those guys. And that's why, this is what this race is all about, is these bubble drivers. Obviously, we know the players that are going to be in. Well, pretty much most of the field is set, but two spots remaining. Obviously, Jimmy Johnson, if he can hold status quo, he will be in. And Alex Bowman, he's going to have to sweat it out at least until after the checkered flag rose to see where he ends up, or possibly he can take things in his own hands and win the Brickyard 400. Wouldn't that be something? And knock Jimmy Johnson to the 16th and final seed of the playoff grid. But again, so much is undecided. And the best driver right now, when I took a look at some of the statistics for the Brickyard, one name that jumped right off the top of the list, obviously he's only made one start in his career. That is the person of Daniel Suarez, who sits 20th, 99 back. And you might as well just throw the points out, because you can't point race anymore. These guys should have known that with three races, or maybe even more of that to go. You had opportunities to gain points throughout the year, either missed opportunities, like I pointed out with Suarez, or mistakes have happened with certain driver. Daniel Suarez finished 7th a year ago in this race, and again, he's part of that Kyle Busch stable, that Joe Gibbs Racing stable with Kyle Busch, who's been obviously part of the big three this season. So, Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones has to win this year. Suarez does not. Neither does Denny Hamlin either. This deep in the regular season, we're coming down to it, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Denny Hamlin not winning a race this year in the regular season to this point anyways. Brad Keselowski took his name off the list last weekend, and now you have some still marquee drivers yet to win. That includes Jimmy Johnson in that mix as well. But Suarez up top of the list, and they roll down here, and guess who's second? Who's outside the cut line looking to get in via win? That and the person of Chris Buescher. Who would have, y'all wouldn't have guessed that. Chris Buescher obviously running better than Agent Allmendinger out of that 47 ride at the end of the year. Buescher comes with an average finish in two races of 11th, and that's that top 10 in which he scored, I believe, last year in that hectic, wild-ass finish at Indianapolis, which ended, obviously, if you have not watched that race, definitely you might want to go back and check that out. Obviously, there was so much that happened after Truex, and Kyle Busch took themselves out of contention for a possible Brickyard win. And of course, Kyle Busch was going for a three-peat. That obviously didn't happen. But Buescher, that 37 team, Buescher knows how to roll the dice. We saw that at Pocono a couple years ago with Chris Osborne for front row. Gambled while the fog was rolling, that the fog race, if you will. Gambled off Chris Bob Osborne, the crew chief of Carl Edwards. Gambled, stayed out, and the weather came into play, and that was a wrap. And that put Buescher in the postseason with that victory. And you could probably say the same thing is probably going to happen here. Without the fog, rain, And if somehow the forecast changes, we do see a window of opportunity. That's where these guys are going to have to take it. We're going to see a lot of gambling. These guys, they can't be conservative. If they are conservative, they need to be fired. They need to be fired because this is the position that you put yourself in. You know, you're outside the top 16. You don't have a win. And now, marquee names like a Suarez, Newman, again, we keep saying this, but again, this is all about the bubble drivers here in this instance. Because you don't make it in, then you're outside looking in, and we're not going to talk about you for the next 10 weeks. That's cut and dry right there. This is the opportunity that these guys have to make a statement, make it really possibly an unpredicament here. You know, given the Jimmy Johnson's situation here, we don't know yet. So there is that. So Buescher jumps off the list. And then Kasey Kahne, the defending winner. For those of you who have not heard by now, Kasey Kahne, the defending winner of last year's Wild Brickyard 400, he will not race this weekend, or I should say tomorrow, due to effects of heat exhaustion. Regan Smith, Mr. Super Sub, will be in the number 95 Levine family racing ride tomorrow afternoon, or whenever this race starts. You're listening to the 3-Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast with your host EG3. That is stands for Eddie Greer III. Here are the guys this afternoon, recording this during halftime of Georgia-South Carolina game. And yes, just got back from a couple hours ago from the K-State game. K-State did not play well, and Mississippi State laid the wood on the Wildcats. And there's still plenty of football to go, especially tonight, as well as some good games going on this evening. But the third guy on the list, Kahne out, Smith in, Jamie McMurray. He has a win in this marquee event, the Brickyard 400, with Ganassi a few years ago, when he won all three of the marquee events. Jamie McMurray, he knows how to find victory lane. And Mick Rose talked about in the post-race podcast this week about Ganassi finding something during the test at Richmond, which Kyle Larson was a part of. Is it too little, too late for this team? And McMurray, he's starting back there with the bubble drivers, that hornet's nest that needs to go out there and lay it out on the line. And he has the same equipment in the 42. I just don't understand. And this, compared to last year, this team has just been off their game this year, and it put them in a characteristic situation that he has to go out there and just win. Take away the points out of it, the equation. He knows how to get around here. And I think McMurray can get himself from mid-pack to the front. It's just going to be a matter of if that car's right, because all these guys do not have the time to fix it. You don't have an hour of practice before the race starts. That's not going to happen. Obviously, it's never going to happen. It probably never will happen due to no track time at all for any of these guys, including the bubble drivers that need. We've been saying it all podcast long this afternoon. I think McMurray, the veteran, he knows how to get around here, and it's going to be critical. Another pass winner, Ryan Newman, is the fourth guy on the list. And in the top five to round out the bubble drivers, Paul Menard. He, too, is a former winner at this racetrack, holding off Jeff Gordon. And what did he do? Few strategy game and paid off, holding off one of the fastest cars in the field a few years ago in Jeff Gordon to win his first and only Cup Series race. Paul Menard. So Paul Menard knows how to do some strategy a little bit. So they're going to have to pull out all the stops. It's 21. You want to make an upset victory tomorrow afternoon or whenever this race starts. These guys, crew chiefs, better plan. And they have had really, you know, with of course, it hurts with Hurston with no track time. But getting your team together and figuring out a strategy. And you can't do what everybody else is doing, and especially if you don't have a fast car. Obviously, you know, it's been well talked about all year long. 18-4, 78, 42-2, now gotten himself to victory lane. Logano's won this year. Eric Jones. You know, some of these guys, they're going to have that. Kurt Busch, Clint Boyer, Austin Dillon's Daytona 500 win. These guys are all going to have speed. But some of these guys, these bubble drivers, aren't going to have speed, and they're going to have to find some random-ass way to get to victory lane. And this is going to be some compelling TV. I know this is not going to be the... A lot of my friends said this is not going to be the best television, especially, you know, with the rainy area and with the points the points difference being so big, these guys are going to have to go for it, and we're definitely going to see the strategy play out, because now it's go hard or be left out in the cold to watch 16 other competitors race for a championship. 3Y with EG3, a few more minutes today on this Stage Break Edition and / preview of the 3Y NASCAR podcast for Indianapolis. Again, the Xfinity Series race was supposed to be today, but it was already canceled out due to the weather in the area. It'll be raced on Monday morning on NBCSN. Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio has coverage of that, and the radio station will have coverage of the Cup race as well. The Big Machine Vodka 400 at the Brickyard starts an hour early, if it does at all. The scheduled start time is noon central time. For those of you listening in the central time zone area of the United States, 1 o'clock standard Eastern time. For those of you who live on the eastern part of the U.S., man, it's going to be interesting, man, to see whose strategy plays out. If not, then we're going to see the fast car obviously go out and win, or even that, maybe somebody pulls off a strategy with whoever's in that same territory to get the job done. But these crew chiefs, the 17, 21, 31 to 1, the 19, the 24, the 37, these guys are going to have to be, their minds going to have to be sharp, because you go this race, I know it's not Richmond where anything can happen in short track racing. You're going to a 2.5 mile racetrack, which it's hard to get around passing wise. So you're already dealing with that, and you're dealing with dirty air with the way these race cars are anyways. Obviously, it's been well talked about, you know, this racetrack suits any cars. Obviously, we know that. But in this case here, Indy cars are not there tomorrow. The NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series is there, along with the Xfinity Series on Monday, racing there. So a lot can happen tomorrow. The wild card in this is this weather. That's going to be the big key in this, and definitely with one race to go. And speaking of one race to go, obviously, you know, we talked about it all afternoon long with the bubble drivers. Want to turn our attention real quick with the front two who are battling for the regular season championship. Obviously, Kyle Busch is either 200 miles away or the entire race away from getting those precious 15 plot points. And Kevin Harvick, that margin separated by 39 points. That's well within striking distance for Harvick, but these two are going to be the front row tomorrow due to the cancellation of activity and qualifying. So Kyle Busch, if status quo happens, you know, he has owned Indy in the last several years. Kyle Busch could be on his way to getting the regular season championship here in 2018. But if something crazy happens with the 18 tomorrow or whenever they race, the four could pounce on that opportunity again. 39 points, that's striking distance. But these two are going to be starting right next to each other in this race. And Kyle Busch, if he goes out there and takes care of business, including the leftover two stages, then it's going to be all right with the world once again in that 18 car. Real quick here, again, the bubble drivers tomorrow night not tomorrow night, but tomorrow afternoon in the Big Machine Vodka 400, where they're starting at. Jimmy Johnson, again, folks, has not clinched. He starts 14th. Bowman, right next to him, 15th. Again, Stenhouse, 16th. Newman, 17th. Skip Austin Dillon, because Austin Dillon is in the playoffs, which begins next week at Vegas. Then you got Paul Menard, 19th. Daniel Suarez, 20th. Jamie Murray, 21st. William Byron, 22nd. AJ Allmendinger, 24th. His teammate, Buescher, 23rd. William Byron starts 22nd. That Hornets nest right there. Who's going to get away from the Hornets nest first and try to set themselves to make a gamble at trying to get a victory? Not just the Brickyard. This is one of the marquee events on the schedule that drivers want to win at Indy, want to kiss the brick. So, by the way, I have not gone one time by saying that this week. Who's going to kiss the bricks? Are we going to see an upset tomorrow? Or are we going to see status quo and see the same 16 drivers hold serve and go to Vegas as the playoff contentions? Real quick, give you the lowdown on the schedule next week. It's going to be a short one for me. I'm going to be going, heading to Ohio next week due to running half marathon event in Dayton, Ohio next week. So, going to have kind of a bit, and this is going to depend on this weather. So, a lot of things kind of depend on this weather here. Obviously, we're still going to have the post race. It'll be back to record on Monday. Record it on Monday with Mick. That's going to go down. And then we're going to reschedule our interview again for Tuesday. So, I got somebody on for Tuesday. Very excited to have this guest on, and possibly a driver along with it, and Wednesday as well. We could possibly interview another driver as well, and then Thursday I am headed to Ohio. So that's what I'm looking at right now. So definitely I'm staring at 3 episodes in a row, but obviously the post race will be up on Tuesday, and the interviews will be posted possibly on Friday, depending on where I'm where me and my crew are at Ohio. So we're getting this travel excuse. We're in the middle of travel discussions right now and might not be able to post the interview episodes until Friday at the very latest. And of course, the preview, I'll probably end up doing a preview show as well, looking at the 16 drivers competing for the championship this season in the Cup Series side. So yeah, it's all going to be jammed into 3 days of recording. So definitely got exciting stuff going on this week, and of course the playoffs just right around the corner, got that going on as well. So definitely keep your eyes out open, because I will not be recording the rest of the week due to travel. So definitely I'll have obviously the post race up on Tuesday morning, like usual, back to normal schedule, and then the interview. Either way, the interviews were going to be posted on the back side of the week anyways, and it might not get posted until Friday if I can get placed with some Wi-Fi as well. So yeah, definitely got a lot going on this end of the spectrum here on a 3Wide NASCAR podcast. So definitely some exciting stuff. You can follow me at 3Wide_Fast Eddie, Eddie Greer III. You can follow me on Twitter at 3Wide_Fast Eddie. And again, 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast is on Google Play, Apple Podcast. You know where you find us. Audioboom, Spotify. I say it every week. iTunes, iHeartRadio. We're on Deezer, CastBox. Those two have been added to the 3Wide NASCAR list, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and if you have not downloaded the 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast, I suggest you do that while you're waiting on the weather to do something at Indianapolis. So definitely, and of course, yes, join the movement on a 3Wide NASCAR podcast. You do not want to miss an exciting moment of the rest of the regular season, and of course, we are just around the corner from the 2018 NASCAR playoffs. The Truck Series is back in action as well, coming off of a wild finish with Justin Haley coming from the clouds for after contact between teammates to win it, and Haley advances to the round of six. They resume their playoff battle at Vegas next week. The Cup begin their battle at Vegas, and the Gilrus, I believe the Xfinity, I want to say, that's Xfinity finale, I want to say, yeah. So the Xfinity regular season finale is at Vegas as well next week. So yeah, it's a lot of jumbling going on here, and yeah, it's just getting exciting from here. So we'll see what pans out tomorrow. And before we sign out for the week, picks. And my pick to win this race is probably not going to make a lot of people happy, but I have to take off the Martin Truex Jr. hat for a moment and go Harvick. And he has a chance here. He's starting on the front row, and he's going to have the opportunity here to, even though with Kyle Busch in tow, he and that big three, Truex, is going to be starting third. He has the opportunity to score the rest of the stage points or playoff points for the regular season at least and get five more bonus points. Golden opportunity for him in that race team. If one team can get off the bus and go fast, that's that free fast number four, Kevin Harvick. I think he will go to victory lane. And my sleeper involves, my dark horse involves, one of the bubble drivers. And I talked about him a little bit here this afternoon. That and the person of William Byron, the 24 car. I'm going with him. Yes, it was a different package, Xfinity, but this cat is unfazed of the big moment. And for whatever reason, he's got Darren Grubb, Mr. Two Tires. And Darren Grubb's going to come up with a recipe of something and to get him close to the front for him to do something. That will be stunning if Byron, in that 24 car, this 24 car, the number, has reached victory lane several times with none other than Jeff Gordon, five-time winner of the Brickyard. It'll be something to see Byron go to victory lane, win the Brickyard in the Cup Series, and possibly knock out one of his teammates. Oh boy, that will be something as well. He wins and knocks out one of his Hendrick Motorsports teammates. That's going to be a crazy that you cannot control. This is a situation that you put yourself in. I mean, it's not his fault, but I'm going with Byron. And based on what he did at Pocono, everybody talks about the similarities between Pocono and Indy. Byron ran awfully well in the second race at Pocono a while back. So, and, oh, by the way, he took the lead and led for a little bit away from Kyle Busch, the eventual race winner of that race as well. So that's why I'm going with him on that. He's got a gambler in Darren Grubb. And Darren Grubb, I won't be shocked, obviously, to see him go two tires or no tires at all and put his driver, William Byron, at a chance to make the postseason. So Kevin Harvick, winner. William Byron is my dark horse. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap things up for another edition of the 3 Watt with EG3 NASCAR podcast. I'm Eddie Greer III. Thank you for tuning in to this stage break edition of the podcast, which featured a preview of tomorrow's, or whenever it starts, Brickyard 400 matchup. The regular season finale is here. Who will kiss the bricks this weekend? Who will be left in the cold of the playoffs? Who's in? Who's out? Thanks for listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast. We will talk to you next week, as usual, with a post-race rundown of the Brickyard. This is, you have to listen to the 3 Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast. Eddie Greer signing off, closing the garage. Have a good rest of your weekend. And what do I say? We out.